Alright, nothing fucking matters anymore. Everything's going to shit. So here we go. I'm doing a fucking pod, butt naked, eating tacos in Galveston, Texas. And what? What? I'll fucking bury everyone's teeth in Lombardi Circle like Graveyard Rasputi, dude. It doesn't even matter anymore. We're just coming in random as fuck. The podcast, it doesn't matter. Everything's fucking done. The country's in the toilet. We're all going to hell. I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in anything. I'm eating a quesadilla on camera. I mean, on a podcast. What? What? Like, it matters? I'm butt naked, but I'm wearing a t-shirt only, so I'm technically not naked. I found out it's called shirt cocking, and it's a big faux pas thing at Burning Man. You don't wear a t-shirt naked, you'll get kicked out of every camp if you walk up, dick out, t-shirt on. I was going to do this butt naked, but I have to wear a t-shirt to put the lapel mic on. I wish I believed in shit. I wish I believed in Jesus. I wish I believed in magic. I wish I believed in horoscope. I don't believe in any of it. It's all bullshit. This country has a cult mentality problem. Everyone's looking for something that isn't there. It's because we've lost touch with our spirituality as a country. We are fucking soulless. We Western white people are lost, including myself. So nothing matters. I wish I believed. I wish I had that part of my brain that believed that if you're a good person, you go to heaven or hell. Like, are you serious? You believe that because someone wrote that in a book a long time ago? You think Jesus was white? If there was a God, you think it's a white dude? It's a black woman. I think that's the problem. We need some females running this bitch, dude, because white men, and I guess I hate myself because white men seem to be the problem. And I could just call it out because, well, here's the thing. I'm half Jewish and half white. So I did my DNA test and I found out I'm half German, half Jewish, which explains why I want to kill myself. Anyway, how are you guys doing? This is just what it's come to. Eating tacos, shirt cocking. I don't believe in shit. Convince me otherwise. Prove to me. You know what? I'm not atheist. I used to be atheist. Now I'm agnostic. I don't know. And it's okay to not know. Everybody knows. I don't believe in crystals. You think crystals can heal you? If you believe that crystals can heal you, you need to run out of everyone's living room like Cherokee Rick and stage dive on fucking Mariana Trench. Because that's insane. Do you believe in magic too? You believe you pulled a rabbit out of a hat, you fucking 12-year-old? That's cool. Right on. You believe in QAnon? Oh, wow. That's smart. Did the internet tell you that Hillary's email? Shut the fuck up. I'm tired. Everyone's fucking losing their mind. Including me. As I sit here, taco shirt cock Rick. Nothing fucking matters, so here we go. Let's get into it. Oh, don't you're eating on a pot. Shut up. No one's listening anyway. Who gives a fuck? Anyway, I'm out here in Galveston shooting a movie. I don't want to talk about it. It doesn't matter. Who cares? I think we have a narcissistic problem, including myself. Everyone, who gives a fuck? I think I'm better than you because I deleted my social media. I'm like 3 weeks off social media. I can't tell you how much better life is. But I keep picking up my phone to look at it, and there's nothing to look at. You know? But I realize social media is a problem. I'm sure you guys saw the social dilemma. It's a thing. I don't believe in anything. But I do believe that social media and our phones are fucking us up and wiring us wrong. And that we need to get off our phone and get back into nature, baby. That's the answer. Just unplug. We need to look at the stars more and be by a body of water. Some nature heals you. I really think that. Because I've been in a city my whole life. So that's what I'm looking for. I think overpopulation is a big problem. I think that's the root of all causing problems that we got right now. Thank you, Chris Ryan. That's his new book is all about that. If you don't know who Chris Ryan is, go follow his podcast. Listen to his podcast, whatever you call it. Yeah, his new book, what's it called again? Oh, I can't even remember. Oh my God, not Sex at Dawn. Civilized to Death explains all this. Everything that's happening right now, the root of the problem is we are overpopulated. Disease, everything. Oh, and I love how COVID deniers, this is great. This is great. And I love my friends, but some of them, I mean, the Democrats made it. Okay, I'm gonna eat this taco. Yeah, like pandemics never happened before. Throughout history, right? If you're an anti-vaxxer, why? Why? You probably had vaccines as a kid. It's not all vaccines. Some vaccines don't make sense, obviously, but there's some you just fucking, that makes sense, okay? Here's the argument. Vaccines saved a lot of people, but maybe that's the problem because now we're overpopulated. So maybe, but that's the problem with vaccines is we saved too many people. But like Bill Burr said on Saturday Night Live the other night, he's like, if you wear no mask, go ahead. Don't wear a mask and bring it home and fucking wean out the fucking dumb people. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm not smart. But science is real. And you know what I'm saying? Science is real. Sorry. Like, when did you become an expert on shit? Everyone thinks they know more than doctors and scientists, and it's so frustrating. It's like, no, you don't, dude. You don't know more than them. You don't. And that's okay. You don't have to know more. You don't have to know everything. There's a lot of power in being like, I don't know. Just like I'm agnostic. I don't know. Maybe there's a God. You know? Maybe. I want there to be. I just don't believe in the story we've been told. I don't believe in what other people have said. That's just how I feel. I just ate 3 tacos since we started this. I'm about to get into the quesadilla. There's a taco truck here in Galveston right down the street. Obviously, I'm not close to Mexico. We got good Mexican food. There's some good barbecue out here. It's a cool little town. I don't know if you're familiar with Galveston, but it was going to be the Paris of America in 1900. It was wiped out by the worst natural disaster in U.S. history. Happened. I can't remember the name of the hurricane. Hurricane COVID. It came in 1900 and killed 15,000 people. That is the worst disaster, natural disaster in U.S. history. And the town was wiped out. But it feels like New Orleans a little. It's got a little Florida in it. It's like tropical. It's fucking, the mosquitoes and shit is muggy as a motherfucker. It's fucking muggier than Dante Williconi. Oh, and my, as if 2020 wasn't bad enough, my Niners just fucking crumbled. We went from Super Bowl. We went from winning, almost winning the Super Bowl with 8 minutes left, being up over the best team, Kansas City, and barely lost that game and shouldn't have lost, to now the whole team is crumbling. I think you got to blame the top dogs, and that's Kyle Shanahan. I think the players are fucking rattled. No one's the fucking shit's over. My Warriors are done. The Niners are done. 2020 could suck my Lombardi cock. And then I kind of look at it like this. Maybe we all need a timeout. Maybe this is some time for us all to go think and, you know, slow down. But we're 6 months in, maybe more. Motherfuckers aren't having it. And Texas is wide open. This place is wide open. Everything's open. They got bars open. It's like there's no COVID here. Anyway, yeah, shit's fucking wild, isn't it? I just can't believe that people, and I get it, you know, it's a control thing. I think people's brain, it's pattern recognition. I probably talked about this, but I think people just need to make sense of something because they can't be like, I don't know, man. So they have to know more than everyone. It's like, dude, that's another problem we have as an immature country. I know. It's like, no, we don't know. We're the dumb young country that's being exposed. Look at the rest of the world. Why are we the only ones like this? And America's been real good to me. America has been real good to me. I've been a silly goose for the last 25 plus years, right? And I've been paid to be a silly goose, and I couldn't do that without the infrastructure, which is the United States of America. Most countries, I couldn't do this. Maybe Canada, maybe Australia, maybe England. But other than that, there's not too many places if I was from where I could be a shit-talking idiot and get enough money to eat tacos, okay? And a lot of, you know, we got great... There's a lot of good things about America, but also a lot of shitty things. I'm torn. I am torn. And I'm shirt-cocking eating tacos, baby, like fucking Vespucci De La Renta, dude. Anyway, what else is going on? God damn it. You know what? It's just like I've been sleeping better because I'm on 5 days no coffee, so that's good. So I feel good about that. You know, it's always something. I just have an addictive personality. It's like all or nothing. I can't just have social media and look at it once in a while. I can't just have one coffee. I'm an all or nothing fucking Vespucci and I'm tired of it. Have you ever left a negative comment on YouTube? Are you that kind of person? Do you leave negative comments on Yelp? Are you that kind of little bitch that leaves a negative comment? Like, dude, I'm sorry. I guess I'm from a different generation. You don't say shit, dude. If something's, you just don't say anything. You don't need to fucking rat on the restaurant if the fucking food wasn't good and leave an 8-paragraph fucking essay on why. I know this is a joke that's been done a million times. I'm not saying anything new. It's just like, dude, I think everyone just got it so fucked up. And I've never even hit the thumbs down button on anything in my life. Only positive, maybe hit a thumbs up support, but negativity, it's just, why would you do that? Why would you fucking sit there and leave a comment. Like, I was going through my YouTube, because now that I don't have social media, I don't know if YouTube is considered social media. I mean, it's just videos. You're not really interacting. It's not like Twitter, Instagram, and I don't do Facebook. But I think, I scrolled through my YouTube because that's all I have to look at on my phone, and I came across this video that was like hating on, I guess, Dan Bilzerian. You know that fucking guy on Instagram who has 30 million followers and always has pretty girls and a bunch of money and he's just bragging. I guess he was exposed. That's all a lie, right? Okay. That's America, baby. Everything's a big lie, right? Well, there's some stuff that's true, but some is a lie. I think a lot of people just have this facade. This motherfucker, everyone's just like, I want his life, this and that. I think the guy's miserable. He overcompensates. He wants to fucking show you how much guns he has and how many fucking girls he has. It's all bullshit, right? I always knew it was bullshit. Rented house, it's all a lie. And there's these dudes that put out videos just talking shit on him. But I was still just like, you're such a little bitch. Like, I can't believe I clicked on this video. What's wrong with me that I even clicked on it? But I just wanted to see. I was curious. And there's like a few videos of these dudes, these fucking YouTube nerds sitting there talking shit. It's like, who are you, dude? Yeah, okay, maybe he's full of shit, whatever. He's fucking, who cares? You're going to do a 20-minute video ratting on him saying, well, he did this then. And he's, it's like, everyone's a little bitch, dude. I'm so sick of it. Everyone's such a little bitch. And we just live in a rat culture. This cancel rat culture is just so whack. Like, Bill Burr just had some really good stand-up opening spent on his new Saturday Night Live. Bill Burr had some amazing material. Talking about white women. He always makes fun of white women, which is great. Talking about gay pride. A lot of shit, like, you know, that could ruffle some feathers. Talking about mask deniers, all this shit. And I guess he's getting a bunch of shit. It's like, if a comedian can't, if he has to color in the lines all the time, comedy's done. We're done. If we can't be funny, we're heading down the wrong road. And I guess because I'm an 80s baby, I'm just used to that crazy shit. But like, I think, I don't know, everybody's just too fucking like bitchy. And I just, like, everyone needs to relax, including myself. Yep. So, sorry, I'm eating. Sitting in a creaky wood chair with my little cock flopping out like Johannesburg Tonson. Who's Tonson? What does Tonson even mean? I don't know. But I'm using hand sanitizer and I wear my mask when I'm outside in the 1% chance I could get sick or give it to someone else. It's like wearing a seatbelt. It's a slightly inconvenient, annoying thing, right? How hard is it to fucking wear a little mask for 22% of your day when you're outside? It's not even that. If you think about how much you sleep, do you sleep with your mask on? I see people driving around by themselves in a car with their mask on, windows up. Get over yourself. That's too much. I think there's got to be a healthy balance. And yes, we need to open shit up. It's not binary. It's not one or the other. It can be both. We can find out a way to make this work, but we're just fucking going crazy on each other. It's like, we're so divided, dude. Oh my God. Am I part of the problem? I don't know. I'm just saying what I think. I'm just a fucking I'm a byproduct of the problem, which is America and Western European fucking white dudes. I read this article this morning, a woman from the Amazon wrote, and if you can't agree with this, like straight up, let me just read a little excerpt from it. Is it excerpt? Did I say that right? Excerpt? I think it's excerpt. Let me read you a little something. This is fucking incredible. All right, I'm just gonna read you a little part of it. Oh, I can't. Oh, wait, I gotta get off airplane mode. I'm gonna read you this rigatoni real quick. It's fucking De La Renta, dude. This is a fucking... All right, so this is my message to the Western world. Your civilization is killing life on Earth, okay? Let me read this to you. Beautiful Amazonian woman. Her name is Namante Nenquimo. Sounds like a name I'd make up. All right? She is a Warani leader. And, she's in the Ecuadorian Amazon rainforest, okay? We indigenous people are fighting to save the Amazon, but the whole planet is in trouble because you don't respect it, okay? Dear presidents of the 9 Amazonian countries and to all world leaders that share responsibility for the plundering of our rainforest, my name is Namante Nenquimo. I am a Warani woman, a mother, and a leader of my people. See? Female leader. That's what we need more of. Germany does it. New Zealand does it. Why? And it wasn't Hillary Clinton. Fuck that squackling bitch. I'm not picking sides. Fuck Trump. Fuck Hillary. Fuck all of them. Fuck. They're all crooks. We're so tribal and fucking culty. We're just like, it looks like WWF fans fucking cheering at NASCAR for the politics. It's like, when did America become so fucking educated on politics? And we don't know shit, dude. Leave that shit to them. It's like,
I don't know. And it's not like, dude, you know what? Obviously, I lean left. I'm from San Francisco. I had a gay godfather who helped raise me. I grew up around every ethnicity, gay, black, transgender, doesn't matter, white, yellow, green, blue, who gives shit? Who gives a fuck, right? And, but I see both sides. Like, you, like Obama, he fucked up. He's got blood on his hands. The Democrats bomb people a lot, and so did the Republicans, right? And look, I'm just going to play fucking rigatoni advocate here, dude. Like, Trump is the fucking worst. He is an ass clown, but he hasn't dropped bombs on motherfuckers like the Clintons did and Obama did. I'm just being fair here. I fuck all of them. How about that? No, I'm not picking a side. It's just like, no. It's, I just, no, I'm not, I don't, I'm just at a point now where I don't subscribe to any of it. No cult, no religion, no organized fucking cult type of thing. And that's what it's become with Trump and the left. It's culty. It's like very cult-like. We're just not that smart. And we need to let fucking smart people do their job. How about that? Remember those days when you, like, scientists did their job and everyone wasn't a scientist or a doctor? You fucking kidding me. All right, let me read this real quick. Where'd it go? Hang on. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to finish my bite. I know it's rude. I'm eating. I apologize. I know you're driving to fucking school. Who am I kidding? No one's going to school. And who's driving to school anyway? I was picturing high school, but there's only 2 years you would drive to school. That would be age 16, 17. If you're 18, you graduate. Okay, my name is Namanti Nkwimo. I'm a Waori woman, mother of my people, Amazon rainforest. I'm writing this letter because the fires are raging still. Because the corporations are spilling oil into our rivers. Because the miners are stealing gold, as they have been for 500 years, and leaving behind open pits and toxins. Because the land grabbers are cutting down primary forests so that the cattle can graze plantations, can be grown, and the white man can eat. Because our elders are dying from coronavirus. Oh, but it's fake. Yeah, this woman in the Amazon's lying, right? She's in on this big hoax. She's in on this big hoax. Because our elders are dying from coronavirus, while you are planning your next moves to cut up our lands to stimulate an economy that has never benefited us. Because as indigenous peoples, we are fighting to protect what we love, our way of life, our rivers, our animals, our forests, life on earth, and it's time that you listen to us. Amen. She's absolutely right. In each of our many hundreds of different languages across the Amazon, we have a word for you. The outsider, the stranger, in my language, Wautedeto. That word is Kawori. The language is Wautedeto, and the word is Kawori. And it doesn't need to be a bad word, but you've made it so. For us, the word has come to mean, and in a terrible way, your society has come to represent, the white man that knows too little for the power that he wields and the damage that he causes. Let me say that one more time. The word is Kawori, and it means the white man that knows too little for the power that he wields and the damage that he causes. Does that sound familiar? That's what's happening in this country. You are probably not used to an indigenous woman calling you ignorant and, less so, on a platform such as this. But for indigenous peoples, it is clear. The less you know about something, the less value it has to you, and the easier it is to destroy. I mean, come on, man. This is reality. This isn't like some political thing. This is the reality. This woman, her land is being raped and ruined by the fucking Western civilization, and greed and capitalism is the fucking problem. And it's just, I don't know. Greed is bad. It's not good. Money, like, absolute power corrupts absolutely. All of these fucking politicians and lobbyists, and they're all crooks. I get it. I don't really think there's that many good people out there. I'm not educated enough to know on anything, but I really just, it's bad. Anyway, it goes on and on. Let me, maybe I'll put the link in the, I've never put a link in any of my podcast buttons. I'm going to put the link in the bio. How about that? All right, cool. That'll be different. Anyway, you get where it's going, right? Maybe I just have Caucasian guilt. Call it cock guilt. Caucasian guilt I have. Because I know deep inside that half of my ancestors, because the other half's Jewish, who are the most oppressed people of all time, the most enslaved, the most murdered, the Jews got it the worst, and there's still so much anti-Semitism, it blows my mind. Why does everyone hate the Jews so much? We're not bad people. These old tropes of, like, they run the banks in Hollywood, it's like so stupid. And anytime someone says globalist, the globalists are trying to, that means, that's an anti-Semitic trope. Anytime someone says the globalist, this and that, that means Jewish people, okay? Anytime someone says Soros in a conspiracy theory, that means Jewish people.
And all of QAnon is anti-Semitic. The whole thing's based on a cabal, which is a Jewish thing. Cabal, however you want to pronounce it. You say tomato, I say tomato. And I hate when people say neither or envelope. It's neither an envelope. Fuck you, you're too cool, right? Oh, you correct me on envelope. No. Anyway, it's all anti-Semitic. There's a lot of hatred and racism that has not gone away. It's actually been bubbling and it's gotten worse. And it's just crazy because not that long ago, if you think about it, it wasn't that long ago the Holocaust happened. That was, okay, if a human being is 75 years old, that was one human being ago. There's still people alive from the Holocaust. That's not that long ago that happened. You can't, oh, and how about Holocaust deniers? You motherfuckers. The Germans are on camera, on fucking film, doing what they did, and there's still people who say that's a lie. That's cognitive dissonance. That is you looking at something, and because of your belief system, it overrides logic and truth. It's like when a woman is on some murder documentary and her son killed 7 people and there's DNA and the son's like, yep, I did it. And the mom is still in the courtroom going, he's innocent. It's the same thing. You're just blind to your faith and you're blind to your fucking belief system. And I wish to bring it all full around that I believed in something that much, but I know it's all bullshit. And it drives me nuts to see all this cult-like mentality of everyone subscribing to such bullshit. We're such delusional dreamers trying to grab onto something to make sense of something. And I think if you just look at this beautiful Amazonian woman, they have something in their culture that we don't have. Like, it's so simple. They just have nature and they just have each other and they just have fucking, you know, a spirit world of sorts. And they get up in the morning and they analyze their dreams as a tribe. They wake up. I read the rest of the article. I think it's in there. And they wake up and they talk about their dreams. What do? We wake up and we get on our phone right away. And we just fucking money, this, that, networking, social media. We're fucked as a human species. We're doing it wrong. And that's what I believe, if anything. I believe that we're doing shit wrong. And I don't know about you, but how happy are you when you just have a good conversation with somebody? How happy are you when you just share a meal with someone? It's the simple things and your phone's away. Here's another thing that Robert Anton Wilson said, who I love. Thank you, Andy Milonakis, for putting me on him. I've watched a bunch of his videos. He said America is jacked up on caffeine and sugar and coffee, and that's why everyone's so fucking on edge, which totally makes sense. I mean, everyone's racing to a red light. Everyone's just pissed. The fucking tension's in the air. We're not a relaxed society. We're not a relaxed culture. We're very wound up, and we're just watching 24-hour news stream with red letters coming at you. I've been here in fucking Galveston, and there's been 2 hurricanes that were coming this way, and you would think the fucking atomic bomb was coming. And they just want to get you to watch commercials, so they'll pound you with the red letters, storm watch. It rained for a day each time a hurricane came through. Now, mind you, it hits land and it dies down and it went to other places. But still, like, the news here was just so, oh, fucking crazy. And it rained. It rained a little bit. It was nothing. Like, there was a puddle out front of my house. You would think the world was ending. And I forget what I was just saying. Fuck, I just had a good rant. I was talking about something. There was a connection there. Let me think. Let me take a deep breath. Oh yeah, the sugar and the caffeine. You don't ever notice that when you stop trying to think about something, it comes. Like if you're like, oh, I try to remember, as soon as you stop trying. And that's why, I'm going to get back to Robert Anton Wilson in a minute. That's why Bukowski's grave had 2 words. It said, don't try. That's what he's talking about. Bukowski said that. Okay, Robert Anton Wilson. He said we're all jacked up on caffeine and sugar. And like, listen to me. I'm going 100 miles an hour. Look. I'm making fun of myself here, guys. I'm talking about me and my country. I'm allowed to make fun of these things. So if this is offending anyone out there, you need to look in the mirror. Because you got to make fun of yourself. If you can't laugh at yourself, the best therapy you could do is don't take yourself too seriously. If there's one bit of advice I could give anyone listening to this that's a kid or younger, don't take yourself too fucking seriously, okay? Seriously. Does that make sense? Anyway, yeah, Robert Anton Wilson was right. Look him up on YouTube. He's amazing. He talks about conspiracy theories, too, back then in the 70s. They're like, what do you think about all these conspiracy theories if he was only around now? He's like, I just sit back and I don't say anything and I let them all fall away. And because they all do, because the truth. But then there's still people that believe like the moon landing's fake or whatever. Like, who gives a fuck? You know how hard it is to pull off a lie? Like, first of all, who cares?
And how does it affect your day-to-day life? And what are you going to do about it? Everyone gets so worked up and they sit there like, I know the truth. What are you going to do about it? And are you still going to eat sushi and you're living your life? So stop. Everyone's going nuts, and it's the sugar, it's the caffeine, it's the energy drinks, it's the fucking coffee, and that's, I'm a product of that. I do it. I get it. So, I don't know. I'm not trying to be judgmental. I'm just looking at, it's not personal, I'm just looking at our society as a whole. And I'll see like trucks of like six trucks with Trump flags and USA flags, just big trucks, and there's just bad vibrations coming off of them. They're not looking, they're looking for trouble. And then there'll be like a dude on the beach today I saw with a fuck Trump sign, and I'm just like, dude, it is, everyone is so political right now. It is so crazy that we are on the verge, on the precipice of something really crazy in this country happening. I hope it all diffuses and goes away. I hope after this election, there's a fair election and that we can move on and get over this weird chapter and believe in science and the arts and become one nation that cares for each other and is compassionate and loving and respectful of your neighbor and your brother and your fellow human, not your fucking race or your political party. We used to be fine and get along fine, and we're not playing nice. We're not playing nice with each other. The whole world is laughing at us, man. I'm telling you, it's really fucking crazy. I'm gonna take a bite. Now, that being said, how long has this rant been? All right, we're at 26 minutes. I feel like that's a good rant. I'm sorry I haven't had guests on lately. I've been working 6 days a week, and it's hard to get guests last minute. I need to start planning better, but I don't know. I kind of like doing these solo rants. So, let's take a deep breath together. How about that? I probably just added to your guys' stress instead of relaxing you. Let's take a deep breath together. In through the nose, out through the mouth. You ready? We're going to go 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out. Ready? Wow, it changes everything. I know I think the Chinese do 4 in, 4 out. No, here's what I think. It's 4 in, hold for 4 seconds your breath, let it out for 4 seconds, and hold the exhale for 4 seconds. Let's try that together, and then I'll get out of here. We're going to inhale through our nose for 4 seconds, and then hold your breath for 4. So watch this. Now do it with me. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Hold it. Let it out. And then hold it for 4. I don't want to be racist. I think it's Chinese. Okay? That's not racist. It's just a culture and a nation and a country and a beautiful fucking... They have great Chinese food. All right? I love you guys. Sorry if you were bummed out on my rants lately, but I don't care. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore. So go suck your own dick.